Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 18, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter January 18, 2021. The root of all problems is the breaking and separation of the soul of Adam. Hence any problem can be corrected if people come closer to one another in the right way. In our time, when humanity's integral connection is becoming revealed, we must realize that the remedy against all problems is precisely people coming closer to each other. In 2021, people will become cognizant that the lack of proper connections is the reason for all the world's problems. In 2021, Kabbalists will become cognizant of their responsibility for the education and enlightenment of humanity. My new article on LinkedIn: Finding Light in the Darkness. Suffering, polarization and confusion abounds in people's lives today. It is hard to see the horizon with a clear perspective of where society is heading when everything around us looks gloomy and frightening, but there is a way to discover light in a bleak situation. In fact, it is precisely the contrast of opposites that makes a new and better reality possible. The confrontation between darkness and light is depicted in almost all our stories and movies. There are always good and bad characters, and the hero is the one who uses his or her special attributes to help everyone in need. However, depending on the angle from which we view our story, characters that were initially good evolve into evil, and bad ones turn out to be good. Does it mean that in our lives darkness and light depend on the individual perception of each? In the life of the individual, the answer is yes. However, from the level of the laws of nature, we are able to note a consistent pattern. Good is what helps all parts of nature connect in a positive and useful way, where each part benefits and supplements the others, and bad is what causes separation and conflict between people. If we all yearn for light, why does darkness exist in the world? Evil exists in the world so that we can distinguish the good from it. These two opposite forms are always present. There is no plus without a minus. Only by placing something between opposites that effectively connects them, can we enjoy the presence of both. We need to start learning the art of building a positive attitude toward each and every person above our inclination to try to benefit at the expense of others, and start establishing an environment where each member takes care of others. However, in our perception of the world right now, we see many different, contrasting, and even conflicting groups. Each one considers their own position as right and the others as wrong. How can humanity ever achieve a common unified state when such divisions abound between us? The solution can be found in a unity that needs to be built above the differences and divisions rather than between them. It is written about such unity that love will cover all crimes. Leave the differences and divisions alone. Let them remain. Be aware of them and understand that we are remote and opposite from one another. We need to reach the understanding that our differences are part and parcel of the egoistic nature into which we were each born and raised. Because nature has taken care of making each one of us a unique individual with a unique assembly of views and experiences, we cannot expect any kind of uniformity across very diverse populations to emerge if we try to think and act solely from within the level of our differences and divisions. However, at the same time, it is also clear that without discovering a way to unite us, all on some level, we will continue to endure more and more suffering. So what is the solution? The solution is not to try and establish unity at the same level of our disagreements, but to rise above them and discover a new kind of reality where we positively connect above our divergences. The laws of nature act in such a way that if we attempt to rise above what separates us, then we gain the support of nature to help us. In such an inclination and effort, we discover positive forces dwelling in nature, which are waiting for us to activate them through our common effort to connect above our differences. By putting into action regular motions to unite, we will discover the solution for overcoming any disagreement and conflict. We will reveal that although we differ in our individual natural characteristics, a common tendency to positively connect above our differences is able to hold greater importance, and this will give us the strength to unite. Then we will create a form of unity in which we all support each other. We will be able to acknowledge our negative and critical feelings toward others, and unite above them. It will allow us to see a harmonious, whole and balanced world, with each one of us acting like cells and organs within one body, participating together as one in the creation of a society of united, happy, confident and safe people. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is chaos, spiritually? Chaos is a state that emerges on the spiritual path to the extent that we aim to build the necessary conditions for spiritual progress, positive connection among us. The chaos unfolds inside the person, because the transition from one spiritual level to the next takes place like a computer overloading. We thus feel inner spiritual transitions as chaotic. It is as if we undergo an erasure of everything we previously absorbed, and find ourselves before a completely new state. However, nothing in actuality becomes erased, but on the contrary, we undergo an inner reorganization. It is as if we shift from one frequency to a higher, more powerful and broader one. If we aim at positively connecting to each other, and by doing so, resemble nature's interconnectedness, then several new emotions, sensations and perceptions emerge in us, including the need to achieve more and more connection. The chaos that emerges within this process is not destructive, but on the contrary, we discover forces so powerful that our current vessels of perception and sensation are incapable of holding them. They give us a new challenge that we need to resolve, and by working on this challenge, we grow and eventually reach its resolution. We thus feel such states of transition as chaotic, but they are in fact not chaotic at all. They emerge in order for us to rise to a new level of understanding, emotion, perception and sensation, and to see that there is a higher order in nature. The more we dedicate ourselves to such a process, the more refined our perception and sensation of reality becomes. Based on the program, An Integral World, on November 26, 2012. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The Magic Wand of the Jews. Question: I am amazed at this great screenwriter, the creator. Just now, as we have created a vaccine, bam, there is a new kind of virus in England. At exactly the same time, London is in lockdown, flights are cancelled. Israel and other European countries are not accepting incoming flights. Panic is gripping Europe that this virus will jump over to them. Boris Johnson announced that the country is under quarantine. Tell me, please, how much longer will this go on? At the very moment we seem to have found some kind of an antivirus, this happens. Answer: you are not after the right thing. Seriously. This is the problem of humanity. It tries to get rid of what it is faced with. Meaning, it wants to fight not with the root cause but with the consequences. And if you only deal with the consequences, you will have newer and newer ones emerging until you reach the root cause. And you will find yourself facing a wall, and all that will be left to do is to scream. To scream for your own correction. It is not the world or some external virus that needs to be fixed, but the virus in you. Question: if I scream, tell me what I should do. Is this already a big step in the right direction? Answer: yes. Besides, we all know that the virus is in us. This virus is called human egoism. Once we get rid of it, there will be no more problems. Comment: this is something that only you and maybe a few more scientists know. My response: that is the problem. This means humanity will continue to receive blows. Question: is it for it to come to realization that the virus is inside of us, that it is our egoism? Answer, yes. Unfortunately, you cannot do anything else here. Comment, for now, doctors are comforting us, it is okay, we will come up with an antivirus. My response, the doctors represent those who point us in some other direction instead of showing us the root cause of all the problems. Comment, but they do not know. My response, this is the problem. Nobody in the world knows anything, but they think they know and keep confusing each other. Question, so, what is going to happen? Let's say we find a way to control this with some antivirus. But it will pop up in Brazil, then in Argentina, in Russia, and on. Are these boils going to keep erupting all over the body? Answer, yes. Until it gets to Israel. Question, do you believe that, one way or another, Israel must be the first to arrive at the root of all these problems? Answer, I believe that all the peoples of the world must realize that if Israel wants this virus to disappear, then it must make it so that it disappears, which means that everyone should unite together. And if the Jews unite, then automatically all the other peoples of the world will unite in this. Join them. Nobody will be against this kind of vaccine if it is done in Israel. Question. By vaccine do you mean connection? Answer. Unification. Nobody in the world will oppose it. It will be like waving a magic wand because the conductor is standing there, at the top. Question. The screenwriter. Answer. Yes. As soon as it becomes revealed in the world and as soon as the nations of the world force Israel to do so, then this feedback passes from the nations of the world to Israel, it will happen. The points of connection will be revealed. Just like the spikes this virus has, that is how everything will be locked in together like cogwheels, and everything will be fine. Question, is this for every Israeli, every Jew? Answer, and everyone else also. Question, will the whole world become locked in together and the machine will start working? Answer, nothing else is needed, only to become locked in together. Then all this will instantly manifest itself as a single mechanism. We cannot even imagine how our unity will start changing everything on the global scale. Everything will start to change, stars, galaxies, nebulas. It is merely inanimate matter. It is on a level below us. Question, will humanity start changing also? Answer, as we begin to aspire toward each other, everything around us will begin to change. The picture of the world, the depiction of the starry sky, and we will witness how this is happening. This all is yet to come. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 21, 2020. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, September 25, 2020. Question. What are the dangers of group work? Answer. If it acts correctly, according to the advancement of society, then there is no danger. Question. Is collective intelligence the future of humanity or the death of an individual? Answer. I believe that the personality should dissolve in the general intellect. Question. Is there genetic transmission of group skills into humans? Answer. Yes. Even scientists say that there is something called internal memory. Question. Can a group of people, when uniting between them, increase the wisdom of each participant? Answer. I think not. The most important thing for us is connection, where we begin to feel unity and understand this force. Unity is the result of our correct development. When you unite with others, your personal intelligence dissolves into everyone. Instead of being individual, you acquire something common. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, 9/2520. Try to live in the soul, not in the body. A letter to you, my close friend, a Jew, died, and for the first time I found myself in a Jewish cemetery. His family decided to bury him according to Jewish law. The first shock for me was that he was buried the next morning. Why were they in such a hurry? No one really had time to say goodbye to him. Also, this tearing of clothes in the cemetery, what for? And the fact that they throw the body into the ground without a coffin, just wrap it in some rag and bury it. These customs seem to me somehow inhuman. They do not have the warmth of a farewell. Everything happens quickly, without love. Why? After all, the Jews are so family-orientated, and we see just coldness here. My reply: first, the fact that a person is buried not in a coffin but in the ground is natural. As it is written, "From dust you are and unto dust you shall return." And there is nothing closer to our animalistic body that is already dead than the earth. It is necessary to allow a body to decompose normally in this environment. To disappear. And everything to completely decompose. You have to turn to dust so that there is absolutely nothing left of you. This is first. Second, the dead must be buried as quickly as possible. The fact that he said it was done the next day is already not a Jewish custom. It is necessarily to bury the body on the same day, on the same evening. If, for example, a person died unexpectedly, no matter how, at 8, at 10 p.m., he should be buried by midnight. As quickly as possible. Question: why such a hurry? Not even to say goodbye to the dead? Answer: there is no need to say goodbye to him and see him. No. The body should not be touched. Life has gone out of the body is already considered untouchable. It is impure. Question: what about tearing the clothes? Answer: it is a sign of mourning to tear the clothes. Question: can you explain why, from the point of view of Kabbalah? Answer: clothes are called lavush, it is the external form of the soul. Since our loved one has left us, a part of our soul has gone with him. Question: why does he write that there is coldness here, there is no warmth, there is no respect for the body? Answer: why? On the contrary, this is respect for the body, but in a way that he does not understand. It is not about treating a dead body like someone living, but what is required to be done to a dead body, you must fulfill everything. This is our attitude toward the dead. Besides, this is done in such a way that any person who has lost his life would be equal to all others. He is not buried in rich clothes, not in a golden coffin. Nothing like that. Even more, they do everything as much as possible so that the body rots as quickly as possible, breaks away from its shells. Comment: here I remember the Pharaoh. My response: to the contrary. Quite the opposite. Comment: yes. You also were in the basements of the Hermitage, the State Hermitage Museum, St. Petersburg. There are mummies there and you can even distinguish facial features. They were able to preserve them so well. That is, humanity has a completely different attitude. My response: the opposite one. Question: why? Answer: it is, I would say, a hymn to egoism. Question: a hymn to egoism, yes. That is what I wanted to talk about. Is this a hymn to egoism to bury in such a way, with honors? Answer: of course. That is, he is eternal, he is perfect, he continues to exist. We will bury his servants and horses and everything else with him. We will cook him some dishes, and so on. And the Jews, on the contrary, even have custom to put lime in the ground with the body, so that the body decomposes faster. Question: does it mean that it should turn to dust as quickly as possible? Answer: yes. To break away from our lowest, worst world. That is, wrap it in a rag, in a simple white cloth, nothing more, put it in the ground, and bury it. Comment: the world has not accepted this centuries old tradition. My response: of course. Because it is far from egoism. Egoism does not allow the body to be so disrespected. Comment: that is, we live in a world that respects the body. It is even evident from the letter where he writes that there is no warmth, everything is very cold. We need to say goodbye to the body. My response: and there is nothing of it here. Here is a dead shell that is worthless and should rot as quickly as possible. It is not necessary to regard it in any way. Everything that remains went to the spiritual root, and it exists there. Question: can you call it reincarnation? That is, the faster the body decomposes, the faster the soul will return for future correction. Answer: of course. This is also considered, but the body has nothing to do with this. The soul broke away from the body and that's all. Comment: if only people would hear when the Kaddish is read and what it says. In effect, it does not say what a grief that he is gone. How could he leave us? But thank you, Creator, that you took this body. A person cannot understand that, of course. My response: of course. How great you are, the Lord, for doing this to our loved one. May your great name be exalted, the Creator. Comment: could you please explain this? My response: there is no cessation of life and there is no death. It is simply a transition in our understanding from one state to another. So why should we suffer? When water turns to steam and then steam condenses and falls as rain, and again, the cycle of water in nature, should we regret the past, the present, and so on? No. We just say, thank you for these transformations. Question: I wonder, will this come to the world? When we start treating the body this way, will it be called advancement? Answer: of course. Question: what are the 7 days called Shiva? Answer: 7 days of mourning are absolutely Kabbalistic concepts. Question: do they sit at home for 7 days? Answer: yes. Until the soul is completely separated with the body, does not completely leave the body, and does not break the connection with it. Question: does it take 7 days? Answer: 7 days. Then 30 days. Then a year. Question: can we conclude this with one sentence? Something about the body and the soul. Answer: I think the best thing to say is, try to live in the soul, not in the body. From Cab TV's News with Michael Leitman, November 30, 2020. Feel the Creator in the contact with the souls. Question: I have a great desire to attain the wisdom of Kabbalah, but I don't have any desire to connect to people who live only according to corporeal values. When I think about the world, I am filled with a sensation of meaninglessness of this kind of activity, and this is the reason for my resistance. How should I build the left line? Answer: why should you connect to people who have no desire to attain the upper world at all? Connect to them in the ordinary frameworks and relationships at work and in the family. If your wife, for example, doesn't want to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, it makes no difference. Keep the ordinary daily relations with her. Spiritual work is fulfilled only with the friends in the group. Only with them can you be soul to soul. So don't try to find partners for the spiritual path in the ordinary secular society and don't worry that they are not there. You need to find a group and feel the Creator in the contact of your souls. This is an amazing heavenly attribute. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, November 25, 2018. Reincarnation of the soul: everything is determined by the ultimate purpose. Question: can a soul be reincarnated in another race or nationality? Or are there some restrictions? Once a woman of Tatar nationality asked me, I moved from Tatarstan to the United States. Will I now be reborn as an American or in the next life will I emerge again in Tatarstan? Answer: no. This woman absolutely does not have to be born with the same qualities, the same nationality, and in the same country as the time before. Unfortunately, we are very limited in our understanding of the world. The laws of the universe are absolutely the same in everything and for everyone. Therefore, we are not reborn into anyone. The quality of the soul determines the fate of a person. Question: do the same principles apply to Jews? Answer: for Jews, these principles are more rigid. Those souls that have to carry out the method of correction in this world are born Jews. According to this, they are positioned in this way in our world. Therefore, we see people who, during this life, suddenly join the method of correction. However, it does not mean anything for the next time. Question: is the gender of a person also predetermined or can it change? Answer: the gender also changes depending on how a certain methodology should be carried out in this world. Therefore, a person is born either a man or a woman, of some nationality, and with some qualities. This is all determined by the ultimate purpose and what he must do in this life. All the parameters of our existence are manifested in accordance with this. However, people should not get attached to this. The important thing is what I can make of myself. Everything else is not important. Among us, were representatives of other nations, such as Rabbi Akiva, who became a great Kabbalist. It all depends only on the person. From Kab TV's Ask a Kabbalist, December 31, 2018. Why give birth to children in this horrible world? Question: from a letter, I am full of hatred for the parents who brought me into this world. Why? Did they not see that this world is a garbage heap, that it is not fit for a living? I do not want to live in it and I cannot leave on my own. I live with constant pain. Despite this, I am married. But I said to my wife on the first date, we will not have children. She agreed. We have been married for 5 years. My wife asked me to write to you and ask for your opinion. But so you know, my mind is made up. That person writes with an unambiguous opinion that he is not going to bring children into this world. But his wife seems to want to. What do we do with all this? Is the world really such that it is scary to bring children here? Answer: so, what? It is scary, but you bring them. Do the right thing, what a person should do. Do everything for it. Question: should I think about children? Answer: you should think about children, you will think about children. Now you are not thinking about children, you are thinking about yourself. You have to give birth to the next generation. Because that is the way in nature, look at animals. As for the next generation, we are like animals. Each couple should give birth to a boy and a girl. Question: those who have decided that they do not want to, can they be called a family? Answer: this is the highest egoism, and you cannot call them a family. A family is a male and female individual who create their own kind. I say what is written in Kabbalah. Kabbalistic wisdom is higher than our worlds, and it speaks about how it is established by nature. Call it nature or the Creator. We are obliged to reproduce our own kind, and thus we continue ourselves in our descendants. Question: and for those people who deliberately do not continue themselves in descendants, does something, somehow later respond to them or not? Answer: their story ends with them. But a person should strive to continue oneself. From Kab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 30, 2020. An impetus to turn to the Creator. Question: in order to see a single force behind all objects and phenomena, do I have to find desires that support this idea inside of myself? Answer: no, you will not be able to find such desires in yourself. You must be in the appropriate group from which you can receive them. The fact is that none of us have any desire for unification. There is no desire for bestowal in us. But when we gather in a group and we see how selfish we are, how much we do not want and even despise all this unity, we begin to understand how far we are from the spiritual quality, the quality of the Creator. Then, we have no choice but to try all sorts of artificial techniques to get closer to each other in order to reach the state of asking the Creator to unite us. All group work consists of setting an example of striving for unity for each other. Although we do not have this natural aspiration, when we artificially do this, we set an example for our friends. As a result, we come to a state in which we seem to be striving for unification, but, in fact, we do not achieve it. This is where the difference between the desired state and reality emerges. This difference creates an impetus for us to turn to the Creator. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, April 15, 2019. Illusion and reality. Outside of himself, a person sees the world as contrived by himself and, therefore, he can change it. The world that we see now is made up of our inner uncorrected properties. Nevertheless, we can create a different world, a real one, not with our internal properties, but with those that we will create outside of ourselves in relation to others and then to the Creator. This world, the spiritual world, will be real. It turns out that our world is actually mystical and the spiritual world is true. We can do all of this now, during our lives, here in this world. We can pass the states of life and death and go out into immortality. After all, the upper world is not based on absorption, like our world in which by ceasing to enjoy one is gradually dying. The upper world is infinite because its love and bestowal are infinite and can only grow. Therefore, existence in the upper world does not occur within the framework of time. Time does not exist. It only indicates the depravity of our world. It was, passed, it passed, was, it will be or it will not, and so on. In the upper world, we only rise from perfection to an even greater level of perfection. The past is included in the future, and, therefore, it is felt by us as the world of infinity in space, time, motion, and in everything. We go beyond the bounds of time, beyond all the limitations which our egoism paints in the corporeal world within our terrible properties. Entering the next world depends on the extent to which we acquire the qualities of bestowal and love. As soon as we begin to acquire them, even on a minimal scale, we will immediately feel ourselves in a different volume, a different space, moving in a different field, dealing with a different force that will pull us into itself, and we will follow and realize it, adapt, and identify ourselves with it more and more. This is the revelation of the Creator to a person in this world. Then, this world will gradually disappear like a haze and we will remain only in the spiritual world and identify ourselves with the upper force of goodness and bestowal, which is called the Creator. From CAB TV's Kabbalah, Science of Life, March 1, 2018.